saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. So, talk about the missing plane. It's all coming up after the news, 6 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. In the big developing story of the morning, Egyptian aviation officials now say an Egypt Air flight from Paris to Cairo crashed in the Mediterranean Sea with 66 people aboard. Egypt's prime minister says it's too early to say whether a technical problem or a terror attack caused the crash, but he says we cannot rule anything out. Correspondent Richard Quest reports the plane's black boxes may tell the story.
If it was an explosion, you'll hear the noise and you'll see the reaction. If it was a mechanical failure, you'll see exactly what it was that failed. But you can't just sit by doing nothing while you wait until you get the recorders. So you're looking at every passenger. You're looking at every potential threat. You're looking at everybody who touched the aircraft, from catering to engineering to maintenance to cleaning to baggage handlers to even checking anybody who could have got to that plane.
The airline says the plane was lost from radar early this morning, about 10 miles after entering Egyptian airspace. A driver was killed early this morning on I-270 in Clarksburg in an accident that still has the northbound lanes of 270 shut down at this hour. Police say a disabled vehicle was hit from behind by another car around 2:30 this morning on 270 North near Route 121. The driver of the disabled vehicle was killed. NOAA's law requiring all convicted drunk drivers in Maryland to install ignition interlock devices is being signed into law today by Governor Larry Hogan.
Coming the day after Luis Relusco pleaded guilty to vehicular manslaughter, Montgomery County officer Noah Liotta's death.
We were given that gift to find that legacy that Noah will have forever.
Noah's father, Rich, says fighting for Noah's law to get passed in Annapolis helped him channel his grief.
And now it's a good capstone that we've got something positive from such a terrible tragedy.
He says he'll still be active to make sure this and other drunk driving laws are doing what they should.
Noah, I can't get back, but his legacy is going to be and will always be saving lives, as he did when he was on the force and is doing from heaven now.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County property taxes will likely be going up an average of $250 to give schools more money, according to the council president.
The council tentatively approved giving schools $90 million more than the amount the state requires them to spend on education. Council President Nancy Florine.
We would not be doing that if we were not increasing property taxes.
Attorney Robin Fickers, the one who petitioned for the law requiring a unanimous vote to increase taxes over a certain limit. He says raising property taxes up to 9% is a bad move.
The higher the taxes, the more difficult it is for people to maintain their home.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
After weeks of delays, House Republicans are moving forward with legislation to help Puerto Rico manage $70 billion in debt. A bill introduced last night would create a control board to help manage the U.S. territory's financial obligations and oversee some debt restructuring. Closing arguments are set for today in the Baltimore trial of one of the cops charged in Freddie Gray's death. Since it's a bench trial, not a jury trial, a verdict's expected as early as Monday. The toll you're paying today on the Dulles Greenway is going to charity. Today's the 11th annual Drive for Charity. Tolls collected today on the Greenway are being donated to 6 local charities and a local scholarship program. Greenway officials say they hope to raise over $330,000. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,527, the Nasdaq at 47,39. Sports, the Nationals hang on to first place in the NL East with a win over the Mets. The O's remain in first in the AL East after beating Seattle. WMDA, the Mystics, lose to Dallas. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Want to know the secret to saving enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much money you need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple. Well, for my colleagues and me anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make the right assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement. Make sure it's what you want it to be. Let us help at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270, fatal crash and investigation still ongoing. This is in the northbound direction of 270, but still shut down at 121 Clarksburg. That's where traffic is being detoured. Take 121 to 355 as your alternate to work around this. Now, the southbound flow of the morning commute, you can see all of the activity, and we're jammed just as you come out of the Frederick area south of the Monocacy, and it is solid bumper to bumper to get by the scene of the crash. So rubbernecking in the southbound direction, also picking up heavy delays. 355 southbound leaving Urbana down to Hyattstown as commuters see how slow 270 is. Now let's get you into U.S. Park Police into a Beach Drive. They still have that shut down between Wise Road and Cheryl Road due to a downed tree. That's just south of 410. Police investigation Southern Avenue at Chesapeake Street has Southern Avenue closed in southeast in each direction. For Virginia, 95 in Stafford, volume Dale City to Woodbridge, and again in Lorton. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. It's one of U.S. News and World Report's best hospitals in the nation and our region's center of medical expertise. To make an appointment with the specialists, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More gray sky around, but not much rain in the rain bucket today. Maybe a trace, possibly a couple of hundredths. Other than that, not much coming down from the sky at all, except a lot of clouds around. 68 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Herndon, 54 in Kensington, 56 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. The frantic search continues at this hour for a downed Egypt airplane in the Mediterranean and for clues as to what happened to it. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Hans von Spakovsky is going to be with us. There has been a surge in voter registration in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I mean, a big surge. What is that all about? Hans will give us his sense of it at 7:05. Stuart Varney, 7:35. Are they going to raise interest rates? The Fed minutes suggest that maybe they will. Stuart Varney will give us his sense of it. 8:05, Gary Sinise, a noted actor, and he's going to be here to talk about the GI Film Festival and his participation in that. And 8:35, CNN's Jake Tapper. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
I can make you love me.
Hillary Clinton and her campaign apparatus are very concerned. Apparently, men just don't like her, let alone love her. According to a Washington Post ABC poll from last March, 61% of men have a negative opinion about Hillary Clinton. Only 38% had positive feelings for her, which led the Washington Post to ask a semi-rhetorical question. How can you make Republican men like Hillary Clinton? Now, their answer is a remarkable one. They say, have Bill campaign with her more.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently, some expert did a survey showing a picture of Hillary Clinton by herself and then Hillary Clinton with her husband. And men had a more positive view of her when she appeared with Bill than when she appeared alone. So maybe that's why Hillary Clinton suggested the other day on the campaign trail that Bill Clinton would be in charge of the economy. Maybe. I don't know. But I wanted to open up this question to you because, listen, you are a very, very keen observer of the American political scene. You have seen Hillary Clinton in your life for several decades now, and maybe you don't have a really positive view of the First Lady. But you're an optimist. You're an open-minded individual. You are willing to discuss the possibility of Hillary Clinton making slight adjustments in her nature or perhaps her political views and agenda to make her more likable to you. So I want to hear from you. 888-630-9625. Let's throw some ideas the Clinton campaign way. How can Hillary Clinton make you like her more? I mean, here's what I want. I want you at one point to be able to help out this campaign so much that when Hillary Clinton gets to Philadelphia at the Democratic convention, she gets up there and gives you a...
And I can't deny the fact that you like me right now. You like me.
That's what we want to hear. 888-630-WMAL. I got to be honest, Brian, usually when we bring up a talk topic and we ask a question and want people to have ideas, I've got a whole slew of them. I'm at a loss on this one. I have no idea what Hillary Clinton could possibly do to make people like her other than I got one thing. She could actually come clean, tell the truth about exactly what happened at Benghazi, about what's on, release her 30,000 deleted personal emails so we can see the facts, and then drop out of the race.
Yeah.
Then I'd have a sub-grudging admiration
for
her. Well,
if she did those two things, she'd probably have to drop out of the race. Let me just say that. Listen, I do have an idea that would be helpful to her and her campaign because, universally, when I hear people talk about Hillary, it's about that voice. That voice which just falls upon the ear like, fingernails on a chalkboard. It's just the most irritating, most grating voice when she's out there speaking. And if she could just not speak... I think that would go a long way toward helping her.
And I also think we'd be a lot better off if we actually talked to each other instead of yelling at each other.
I know, and there she is yelling. And it's all she does is yell, and it sounds so strident and so sharp and so harsh on the ear. And then, of course, there's that incredible laugh. Stop that. Don't do that. That drives me crazy. I mean, look, there is nothing I can say, because I have real policy issues with Hillary Clinton. I don't think she's honest. I don't think she's been straightforward. I think she obfuscates. I think she hides stuff. I think she is duplicitous. And I there's not much in the world that would ever bring me to a point where I could find her an acceptable candidate on any level.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're asking me what could she do, I think the most important thing she could do is keep her mouth closed.
Stop talking.
I'm sorry, but that's just the... I mean, Brian, it sounds harsh, but I mean...
Hillary Clinton have you should talked be to seen anybody, and not heard.
Have you ever talked to anybody who doesn't go, oh, that voice, my gosh.
No, it is pretty universal. All right, your turn, 888-630. WMAL, let's start with Eric from the Air Force Academy. You out there in Colorado Springs listening in, Eric?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, fantastic. Congratulations, Air Cadet. Is that the appropriate... What's the appropriate terminology?
No. I'm a Navy guy. I'm just stuck out here and... in the mountains. But anyway, I was thinking an inch and a half porterhouse around her neck and bark like a dog.
All right, Eric. Thank you. Well, I don't know. That could be interpreted in multiple ways. Well, Hillary, you want me to like you? Bark like a dog. But listen, she opened up the door for it. Dr. Rick in Springfield. Also, this is good to have a psychologist's perspective on this. Yeah. Psychologists often deal with interpersonal relationships and how one can modify one's personality to be able to be more appealing to those that find them repulsive. Dr. Rick, how can Hillary make you like her?
Well, from my perspective, she can acknowledge she lied on her various issues, including Benghazi, and I would really like her a lot if she would just simply step down.
Step down. Yeah. I'm with you, Dr. Rick. I think that we're absolutely in line here. And, of course, that's never going to happen. And so, basically, we're never going to like this woman, are we?
No, I'm delusional.
Yeah. Dr. Rick with a little self-diagnosis there. It's 6:14 in the morning. All right. How about...
Doctor, heal thyself.
Thank you. How about Mike in Fredericksburg? Mike, you're on WMAL. Hillary Clinton is wanting to know, and the Washington Post wants to know, how men can like Hillary more.
Have her campaign in an orange jumpsuit.
You want to see a little chain gang situation there?
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
It is interesting that she hasn't worn that orange pantsuit.
Not since that one time. Everybody made fun of her.
That unfortunate day that it was... Now, if she didn't do the full-on orange jumpsuit, which would make her look like, obviously, a accused convict, what about some like black and white horizontal stripes? Would that be good enough? Would that float
pinstripes.
Your boat?
That'll also make her a Yankee fan.
All right, Mike, thanks. So I know their stripes are vertical, but they're also they're convicts as well. Mike, thank you for that. All right, more of your calls in a moment. We want to give some hints and some ideas and advice to the Clinton campaign on how Hillary can be more likable. And I want to explore more in depth this idea that all the experts are telling her that she's got to keep Bill by her side. That makes her more appealing. Do you agree with that? Or is there going to be a little bit of an unintended consequence by having Bill campaigning so close with her? Chime in. 888-630-WMAL.
It is now 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. And boy,
you know.
Oh, stop it. I thought she was barking. I thought Jamie was barking there for a moment.
And do not shout.
But I'll tell you, you got problems on the I-270 this morning.
Guess what? Moments ago, they have just wrapped up the accident investigation, Brian. So finally, we have good news. This started back in the 2 o'clock hour. But literally, moments ago, 270 northbound, which had been shut down, just reopened at exit 18, which is 121 Clarksburg. So northbound commuters no longer detoured and didn't have too much of a northbound delay. That's the opposite flow of the commute. It was the southbound rubbernecking delays really hurting us, but now not as much to check out. Your delays out of Frederick begin just south of the Monocacy before Route 80 Urbana, and quite intense. And with those heavy delays, had a lot of bailout traffic out of Urbana on 355, pushing south into Hyattstown. So definitely it's going to take you a little extra time. Now let's get in through town. No problems now on DC 295. Earlier crash cleared southbound between Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Heavy in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel toward New York Avenue. Lanes are reported open. 395 just about the volume through Landmark. 66 without incident reported. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, look, there's a chance of rain this morning, but the day's not going to be a complete washout. The high will be around 68 degrees tonight, partly cloudy and 53. Tomorrow looks like the best day. It'll be pretty nice during the day, clear to partly cloudy skies and a high of 74. But then as the evening arrives, rain showers begin, and the rain showers run all the way into Saturday. And Saturday's going to be sort of a dreary day of highs in the upper 50s. And on Sunday, thunderstorms are possible, highs in the low 70s. Currently, in the nation's capital, we're talking 57 degrees. It is time for traffic and weather. It's brought to you by Media Research Center.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Are you tired of the liberal media lying and distorting the news to help elect another liberal president? Do what I did. Go to TellTheTruth2016.org and get a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker from the Media Research Center. That's TellTheTruth2016.org.
And I also think we'd be a lot better off if we actually talked to each other instead of yelling at each other.
This is an uphill fight here that we've got, but I believe in us.
Let the other side do the yelling.
Oh, man. Just the lack of
self-awareness. Does she not understand that she is actually, as she's saying that, yelling?
Hillary Clinton wants you to like her more. The Washington Post says, how can Republican men like Hillary more? There's so much that we need to unpack here, and there's so much that needs to be reversed.
What difference at this point does it make?
Well, it could very well make the difference in her campaign, actually. And let's not forget, like, if we could bring it back to Benghazi for a moment, now that we've learned, you know, so many of her statements have not been brought to task based on all of the information we've now learned from her emails at the time, where she knew that night when she spoke or sent emails to her daughter, Chelsea, that there was a terror attack that killed a couple of Americans.
To the public, they were developing this line of fiction about a movie. And to the president of Egypt and to her own daughter, she was saying, no, it was an act of terrorism.
Yeah. And so when she sat down for an interview about a week later with CNN.
We're doing the best we can to find out what happened. And I hope that fair-minded people will look at that seriously.
What specifically do you still not know?
There's a lot we don't know.
There's a lot she did know, and she wouldn't say, would she, because it didn't fit the narrative.
Because they were in the middle of a campaign.
This is just a bad human being, but she wants you to like her, so what can she do? How about Ed in Kensington? You're next up on WMAL. Hello, Ed.
Morning. I would like to see Hillary in a federal penitentiary. That would make me like her more.
Would it because you'd have a little sympathy for her? You'd go and visit? Would you bring her a cake with a file baked in it?
No, I would not.
All right. So only a conviction would actually make her, you know, rise in your esteem.
She has many, many things coming to her. And maybe she can, you know, make her candidacy better if she came out as a man. She's a man, baby.
Oh, a little tran action there. A little. I'm not sure if that's going to happen. She is definitely. She's not going to do that because then she wouldn't be the first woman president, and that's pretty much all she's got going for her. You know, Brian, this exercise is not going well. I thought that we would offer some positive ideas for the Clinton campaign. I'm nothing if not a helper and a giver.
Well, that's what you are.
Right? I feel for her.
It's interesting that she softens in the eyes of some men, according to researchers who've done the tests on this, when she appears in pictures with Bill.
Actually, you know what's even more interesting about that study is it's Republican men. So Republican men like her more when Bill's by her side campaigning. But for Democrats,
they don't like it.
They don't like it. They like her more when she's on her own and doing her
thing. Isn't that interesting?
Greg in Indian Head, you're next up on WMAL. Greg, any ideas here?
Yeah, good morning, Brian. Morning, Larry.
Hey.
Hey, there's nothing that she could do, that would make her appealing. And that you know, reason because of a multitude of reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, one, she's in her intellect and integrity is completely bankrupt. Everything she says and does, she's talking out of both sides of her face. The fact that she has a great amount of disdain for the military and for the Secret Service, I mean, that's legendary around, the halls of anywhere in D.C.
Yep.
I don't really see anything that she could do to become appealing to any man that has any integrity about himself.
You know, it occurred, Greg, thank you for that, and you're right. And this is the thing. This is a bit of an insurmountable deal because, listen, to like someone and to have some sort of affinity toward them, there has to be a level of trust there. And she is so completely untrustworthy, even based on the polls, Democrats find her untrustworthy, that it's fair. That's the problem that she's having with Democrats. That's why Bernie Sanders is doing so well because, yeah, the Democrats are voting for her because they feel obligated to, but nobody likes her. They don't actually like her. I have noticed a trend here. People are all saying there's nothing that she can't appeal to me. She doesn't appeal to me. There's nothing she can do that would make her appeal to me. I think maybe the only thing that could work is employing this word appeal. Like if she were filing an appeal on the conviction charges, on any kind of federal crime,
appeal.
Perhaps an appeal would be the thing that you would find appealing.
Yeah. Well, it would mean that there had been a conviction.
Right.
And that would be appealing in its own right.
622 on WMAL. More of your calls. We're trying to help out Hillary. How can she make her... Wait. How can she make you like her? Right?
Yeah.
All right.
You know?
622.
Boeing is proud to be a sponsor of National Military Appreciation Month, honoring the brave men and women who've made America's armed forces second to none.
Because we're givers.
We are. We're just trying to be helpful.
Do you want the bags under your eyes to go away? Boy, those bags are starting to increase under certain politicians' eyes as this campaign starts to get into heated full swing. And listen, that's because they are working crazy hours. They're constantly on the go. They're not eating well. And maybe some of these politicians, they're genetically predisposed to having bags. You probably may be like that. I mean, you're working tough hours these days, aren't you? You're up early. You're out late. And... you probably think that you can't do anything about it. Well, I used to be like you, and then I started using Genucel from Chamonix, and I got to tell you, I don't know what's in that stuff. They tell me it's this all-natural plant stem cell from apples. That's amazing. I know it's all natural. I know it doesn't do anything but good for you because my bags under my eyes are gone. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours, or you can have your money back with Genucel. They've extended their Mother's Day sale. They're going to double your order for free when you call right now. They're also going to throw in their neck treatment. It's called Lassance Neck Treatment. That's for free, and that's best-selling. People love this stuff. It's for the skin on your neck. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. This sale's going to be gone before you know it, so do it now. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Foot pain is no fun. From stage one, boy, do my feet hurt, to the full-blown three-alarm red alert. Luckily, there's a quick and easy way to get rid of your foot pain. Good Feet Arch Supports. At Good Feet, you get to try them before you buy them, and you're helped by a real person that can actually answer your questions for you. The Good Feet store on Rockville Pike in Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey, or their location in Vienna at the corner of 123 and Park. The Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt.
Divorce can be a traumatic experience. I am pro football legend Barry Sanders, and when I was facing my divorce, I didn't know of Cordell and Cordell, but now I do. The family law attorneys of Cordell and Cordell have made it their mission to preserve the roles of dads in their children's lives. I met with Cordell and Cordell attorneys. I sat down with their clients and heard their stories. I know that Cordell and Cordell's priority is to protect and promote men's financial and family interests in all stages of divorce. Don't face this process alone. Consider Cordell and Cordell, a partner men can count on.
Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell and Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Virginia attorneys. 571-446-0000. That's 571-446-0000. 571-446-0000. Or visit online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com. Offices in Fairfax and Arlington.
If it's in your nature to seek adventure, the 2016 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. With available 5-2 seating, you'll take comfort in leaving your comfort zone. The journey begins when you visit your local DC area Land Rover retailer. Lease the 2016 Discovery Sport SE for $389 per month for 36 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local DC area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
625 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, this is the hour. I'm getting good news here around the region. Just heard from U.S. Park Police, and they have reopened the stretch of Beach Drive between Wise Road and Cheryl Drive that had been closed because of the downed tree. Now taken care of, you can now use Beach Drive. Also reopened is 270 northbound. That had been closed since the 2 o'clock hour. Accident investigation is wrapped up. Northbound 270 at 121 Clarksburg, all lanes reopened, no longer diverted. Southbound 270, the closer you get to the scene of the crash, a little bit better the pace, but we have major rubbernecking delays. Southbound side could see the activity. Around the Beltway we go, topside, normal volume, leaving College Park to Silver Spring. So far, so good at the Wilson Bridge. No problems on the Virginia Beltway to report. It's been about the volume on 66 through Manassas, Centerville, and in Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, through Falls Church as well. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. And in minutes, you can activate My Clean PC software and clean out that junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky continues, lots of clouds around, temperatures trying to come back a little bit today, maybe a few showers around at times, but no widespread rain, 68. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 57 degrees, 627 on WMAL.
How do we make Republican men like Hillary Clinton? That's what the Washington Post asked. And, hey, this is a great idea. Who knows better how to make a man love them than another woman? We've got some women who are chiming in here with some advice for their sister-in-arms, Hillary. Kathleen in Virginia, you're first up on WMAL.
Hello, Kathleen.
How can Hillary make men love her?
I would suggest that she admit that she's not a feminist.
Ah.
If you remember, UVA almost lost all their fraternities because of a falsely alleged rape.
Right, I remember.
But it happened sometime, so it was okay. Wasn't she involved? Wasn't she in charge of the bimbo eruption?
Oh, yeah. She slimes any woman that accuses her husband of anything bad. Great point, Kathleen. How about Sally in Great Falls? You're on WMAL. Go, Sally.
Hi, Sally.
Well, I think Hillary needs to demonstrate that she's in full support of the Second Amendment.
Ah.
She needs to be spotted on a regular basis at the local gun range.
Men do love women who go to the gun range and like their weapons, right?
I will stand up to the gun lobby and we will fight to get common sense gun safety measures.
I guess that's not going to happen. Well, you know what? Maybe she should just regionally get people in certain parts of the country to like her.
I don't feel no ways tired.
You know, see there, she'll get the Southern vote with that, right?
In the prior 12 years.
Prior. And Southern people will love it when she says...
The middle, working folks, poor
working
people.
Folks, this is a lost cause, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're sorry, Hillary. We tried.
One thing she could do is not insult coal miners in coal country.
That's true. Yeah. Well, at least dog lovers love her.
You know?
It's 6:29 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, designer watches, fashion accessories, and more. Find something for everyone and buy direct from hundreds of designers and manufacturers all under one roof. That's what I do. Don't drive from mall to mall. Find quality selection and save lots of money at the International Gem and Jewelry Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll give you the details of what happened with that plane that disappeared over the Mediterranean Sea this morning, an Egyptian plane. And we'll tell you about a plan, unbelievable plan, to expand streetcars in D.C. What are they thinking? Time for the news, 6:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. The developing story this morning from Egypt. The apparent crash of an Egypt Air flight into the Mediterranean early this morning with 66 people aboard.
What we're waiting to hear right now is any word from the search area that the Egyptian military is currently searching with coordination from the Greeks. We're hearing from the Egyptian armed forces that they have deployed all the resources possible. They have jets. They have boats. They are looking over this area, which is about 175 miles north of the Egyptian coastline. That is where the area they're saying that this plane last appeared on radar.
Correspondent Ian Lee, aviation analyst Miles O'Brien says experts are hard at work now to learn what happened to the plane.
Something catastrophic obviously happened on that aircraft, 37,000 feet. No bad weather reported in the area. No apparent radio calls from the crew itself. So was it a sudden mechanical failure of some kind on the aircraft itself, something innate to the aircraft? Or was it sabotage in some way? Was it a bomb? Those are the two leading contenders at this point. And based on the scenario we're presented with, those are right the two things at the top of the list.
Egypt Air Flight 804 was en route from Paris to Cairo when it disappeared. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's going to sign Noah's Law today at a ceremony in Annapolis. The General Assembly passed that legislation this spring after last December's death of Montgomery County police officer Noah Liotta, who was killed by a drunk driver. That driver pleaded guilty yesterday. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,527, the NASDAQ at 47,39. Sports, a win in New York for the Nationals, a win at home for the Orioles, WNBA a loss at home for the Mystics. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. Memorial Day savings start now. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $899. Wow, $8.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation, second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the Big Screen Store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs. Which means, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. The Big Screen Store. Memorial Day savings starts now. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Oh, I love the Mustangs.
Working with the Mustangs is addicting.
The wild horses can do anything a domestic horse can do.
They're amazing animals.
Extremely intelligent animals.
Wild Mustangs, wild burros. We usually think of them running free on the open range. But sometimes when their populations grow too much, the Bureau of Land Management has to remove the extra animals. These wild horses and burros need good homes, and they're available for you to adopt.
They go everywhere. They're healthy.
The stamina, the durability.
My Mustang is still the best trail horse I've ever rode.
Come on out to the Wild Horse Adoption this weekend at the Meadowood Recreation Area in Lorton, Virginia. Adoption is Friday, 9 a.m. till 7 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. The adoption fee is only $125. Call 1-888-274-2133 for more information. That's 1-888-274-2133.
It's like nothing else.
You are adopting an American legend. You
gotta have a Mustang.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the deal. Central heating and air system in your house has a lifespan that we can mostly predict based upon how old it is. But another important factor is routine maintenance. That's really where the rubber meets the road, because you can keep a system running longer and at peak efficiency if, you hear me, if you keep it clean and calibrated and the like. And at Snell Heating and Air, we want to be the company that helps you get the most life out of your existing system. But sometimes you just push it too far, you know? The time comes when every household is going to need a new heating and air conditioning system eventually. Well, that's when the stand-up guys can really pull through for you. We find ways to make that new comfort system so affordable that you'll feel, well, comfortable. That's the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's begin 270, where when you're heading northbound into Gaithersburg, a new incident's going to be northbound 270 right near 124, and I see fire and rescue units along the right side, but no delay. It's the opposite flow of the commute northbound, again near 124. Farther along, northbound had the closure from the overnight crash, now reopened. All lanes northbound at 121 Clark, no longer diverted. Southbound could see all the activity, so put extra pressure on our southbound commute heading south of the Monocacy, down through Urbana and Hyattstown. And now that traffic is not watching and rubbernecking so much, seeing that the traffic flow farther south as you push through Germantown and in toward Rockville. Now, top side of the Beltway. It's been normal this morning through College Park, Silver Spring, Virginia. For 95, pockets of delay still pushing through Stafford to Aquia, Dale City to Woodbridge, 395 through Landmark and to the 14th Street Bridge slow. No incidents to report. DC 295 earlier incident quickly gone between Benning and East Capitol Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're keeping the gray sky but dry weather for the most part today. A passing shower possible, otherwise cloudy and cool. 68. Few clouds tonight as we do break up the clouds just a bit. 53. Friday clouds and sunshine. Not too bad. Up near 74 degrees. More rain for the beginning of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 54 in Haymarket, 56 in La Plata, 55 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by GarageDoorRepair.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. 637 right here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk as we continue to receive more details. Slowly, but we will receive details on the downing of this Egypt Air flight over the Mediterranean and what went wrong and what happened. We will supply those details all morning long, so keep it right here as it develops. Coming up later this morning at 7:05, Hans von Spakovsky will be our guest to talk about the voter registration in Virginia and whether it's all kosher or not. 7:35, Stuart Varney, Fox Business Network, on the Fed and whether they're going to raise rates. 8:05 brings us Gary Sinise, actor and friend of our troops, about the GI Film Festival. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper, wrapping up a crazy week in American politics. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And let's get you up to date on this Egyptian aircraft that has vanished off of radar at about 4:26 this morning, local time there. It apparently was a flight, an Egyptian air flight between Paris and Cairo. It had just exited Greek airspace and was entering Egyptian airspace when it literally at 37,000 feet just vanished. Now, initially there was some talk about a distress call. This is cut number 23. A distress call coming from the aircraft at about the time that it disappeared, but they have now walked that information back.
It appears at the moment, and I stress appears, that Egyptian authorities may be walking back from that earlier statement that there was some kind of distress signal picked up. And the best information we could surmise from the information available was that the distress signal was several hours after the aircraft disappeared, possibly a beacon.
Yeah, nothing at the time that it disappeared, but later there may have been a ping from an emergency beacon.
Which is something that automatically happens.
Right.
The pilot doesn't have to do it.
Right. Also, some people are saying we need to look at who's on board this aircraft. It was an international flight, and some people are saying we're now going through the passenger list to see if there's any clues there.
If it was an explosion, you'll hear the noise and you'll see the reaction. If it was a mechanical failure, you'll see exactly what it was that failed. But you can't just sit by doing nothing while you wait until you get the recorders. So you're looking at every passenger. You're looking at every potential threat. You're looking at everybody who touched the aircraft, from catering to engineering to maintenance to cleaning to baggage handlers to even check-in. Anybody who could have got to that plane.
Now, that was a CNN analyst by the name of Richard Quest. Okay, so look, here's what's happening. They have sent ships into the area. This happened over the Mediterranean Sea. At 37,000 feet, it apparently splashed into the ocean. So what do? They got to go out there and see if there's any wreckage floating on the surface. Are there potentially any survivors? It seems unlikely, but I mean, at this point, you got to go out there and you got to look. So the Greek ships are moving into the area. The Egyptian Navy is moving into the area. One would assume that if the United States has any assets in the Mediterranean, that they are moving toward this area to see if they can be of assistance. You know, in a time like this, the world responds and tries to help out. And information, sadly, is lacking. We know that there were 30 Egyptians and 15 French nationals, really only about 69 people on the flight total. And there were 10 nationals from other countries. It was sort of an assortment of people from different parts of the world. And that's really about all we know at this moment.
Well, but let's paint the picture here. It's cruising at 37,000 feet. Everything seems to be fine. No communications really that extraordinary. We hear nothing from the pilot saying that there's any sort of problem mechanically. And unlike the Malaysian airliner where they, you know, flew silently for hours and hours and hours, that's not the case here. There was some contact made prior to immediately at 2:30 in the morning, suddenly just disappearing.
Right.
And they didn't hear that beacon, that ping, until about 4:30. What could have caused that? Why? You know, we're told by airline experts, and it makes sense, that cruising at a set altitude is the safest thing. Very rarely does something go wrong
when you're just cruising at 37,000 feet.
Exactly.
Especially in a modern jet with so many redundant systems and so many redundant engines.
And let's not forget what's going on in that region and the fact that back in October of last year, October of 2015, that Metrojet flight that blew up. It was a Russian plane, but it left from where? From Egypt. And it blew up, and most people suspect, I mean, it hasn't been officially 100%, 1,000% confirmed, but they're saying that was a bomb, and ISIS claimed responsibility for that. So it is not outside the realm of possibility to start speculating and suggesting that perhaps this was a terror attack. I hope it wasn't. Either way, no matter what brought it down, it doesn't help the souls of those 66 people. They have perished, it appears. But if this is a terrorist attack, which the president of Egypt has not ruled out in his first statement, this is going to be, again, an escalation in some pretty awful stuff happening in that region of the world.
And there is this from a Greek defense ministry source reporting to the Associated Press that they are investigating an account from the captain of a merchant ship in the Mediterranean, who reported a flame in the sky about 130 nautical miles south of the island of Karpathos, which is where this plane is thought to have gone down. Listen, In these opening hours of an investigation like this, a lot of the information that comes in turns out to be wrong. Some of it turns out to be right, and it takes a while to sift through and find out which is correct and which is incorrect. But this is another one of those mysteries, and one that we're going to be watching very closely throughout the morning. 6:43.
Hello.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you for a great show.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I want to tell you about an amazing new tool to grow your retirement. Larry Spoth, the president of Retirement Protection Solutions, and his team test portfolios on a regular basis. And commonly what they find is high-risk positions with returns in the low single digits. not good. Now, you can earn upfront income base points of 15% and 10% simple interest growth for 10 years on your income base. That's an income base bonus of 15% and 10% yearly. Imagine locking in today's high position and collecting a 15% bonus along with a 10% yearly. To find out more about this, pick up the phone and talk to Larry Spoth and the guys at Retirement Protection Solutions. 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. Or you can go to the website. Very helpful tool here. It's called testyourinvestment.com.
Withdrawals prior to age 59 and a half may be subject to income tax penalty. Income value not available for withdrawal. Policy and form number 65103. All guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Terms of the contract may apply, as well as possible surrender charges for terminating early. Products referenced are issued by Athene Annuity and Life Company, West Des Moines, Iowa. The Athena Sen Income Rider is optional and available for a charge. Rider is not available on all products and can only be elected at issue with the purchase of an Athene Annuity contract. Larry Spoth is a licensed insurance professional.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-979-9147 or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-979-9147, 1-866-979-9147, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It is now 6:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, 270, looking better. Northbound has been completely reopened at 121 Clarksburg. That was the scene of the overnight crash. Investigation done. No longer being detoured. Southbound was rubbernecking delays, really putting the pressure on the trip through Urbana and down past the exit for 109. Now, what we're still hit hard with, delays on 355 coming southbound into Hyattstown. A lot of commuters were trying to avoid 270, and northbound, that was the scene of the diversion for commuters that were heading north on 270. Around the Beltway we go through College Park, Silver Spring, heavy, getting there, 95. I'm looking at delays just south of the ICC, just with that stop and go. Through Laurel, southbound 95, the heaviest stretch. George Washington Parkway, lanes are open. No problems to report to the Wilson Bridge, 395 through Landmark, and again at the 14th Street Bridge with the stop and go. And in case you missed it, U.S. Park Police tell me they've reopened Beach Drive between Wise Road and Sherrill Drive. They had an earlier downed tree, now taken care of. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're keeping the gray sky, but dry weather for the most part today. A passing shower possible, otherwise cloudy and cool. 68, few clouds tonight as we do break up the clouds just a bit. 53, Friday clouds and sunshine, not too bad, up near 74 degrees. More rain for the beginning of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees. It is now 6:47.
Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
Sometimes I look at what's going on in the District of Columbia, and I scratch my head in amazement. And I'm honestly, as we said earlier, stupefied sometimes by what happens in the District of Columbia. So we've just gotten this streetcar on 8th Street working after being, what, how many years behind schedule?
Right.
$200 million and way, way, way over budget. It was nothing but trouble. It was nothing but a boondoggle. Yeah. It was expensive.
Disaster.
It was
Everybody
a complete,
agrees.
Unmitigated disaster.
There was no mitigation involved in this disaster.
No, you couldn't mitigate this disaster.
I dare you to find a mitigation.
And so I was stunned yesterday. I mean, literally stunned when I hear that they are seriously going forward with an investigation of whether or not they should extend that streetcar line all the way to Georgetown. And they're doing the surveys, and they're doing the studies now to find out whether or not this is true. And to get from point A to point B, guess where you have to go? You got to go to K Street. You got to put a trolley on K Street. Now, have you been to K Street? Oh, my goodness.
You have to get the streetcar to Georgetown from its current home, which starts on Oklahoma Avenue, goes down H Street to Union Station, and then it would extend to the other side of the district. And in order for it to be fast and efficient, it means likely taking the streetcar across K Street in its own dedicated lane. And you know what K Street can be like.
That's Channel 4 reporter Adam Tuss talking about this. But the folks at the Georgetown Business Improvement District, the GBID, they're excited about this.
GBID.
Yeah, they're excited.
I think there are a lot of obstacles, but there's also a lot of opportunity. We know how many people are coming by bus now, and it's a big number, and we think a lot more people, about 30% more people in national studies take streetcar than bus.
This is terrific, because anyone who's been to Georgetown recently for, you know, shopping or for going to a bar or a restaurant or just the one thing that'll cross your mind is, you know what, there just aren't enough people here.
Yeah.
things aren't congested enough here in Georgetown. Yeah. We need to figure out another way to bring more people here.
Look, they're talking about this taking 10 years. If they were to begin construction, this thing wouldn't be in place for 10 years.
Well, if it passes prologue, that means it'll take 20 years.
And that means, just think about how long traffic in this city is going to be torn up through key corridors in order to do something that is questionable in the first place.
So, Brian, here's what I'm interested in. At what point in your life will you stop being stunned and stupefied when a liberal Democrat one-party system government like the District of Columbia's continues to throw taxpayer monies at failed ideas that disrupt everybody's life and never work, and after the fact we find out really was only done to feather the beds of political cronies that are sucked into the system? When will you stop being surprised?
I don't know. I'm a cockeyed optimist, I guess.
Oh, now it's your turn to be the optimist.
That's
today.
Right. I guess that's what I am. But I would like to think that, you know, after having learned the lessons of H Street, that smarter heads would prevail. But apparently there are none in the District of Columbia.
One party rule. This is what you get. And until the voters of this town actually want to bring in some new ideas and some challenge to the status quo, they get what they deserve.
It is 6:51.
Tonight on ABC 7, 7 on Your Side investigates how hackers can turn life-saving hospital equipment against you. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
In Virginia, you like your cars, don't you? So does Maryland. In D.C., no need for a car. No, because we have great mass transit here. But you got to have a car anywhere else, and that's why you need Ted Britt Automotive. Because if you're getting a car, baby, you're getting one at Ted Britt. They are absolutely the best. How do I know? Because they've been around for 57 years. You don't stick around that long without being the best. And they're a family-owned business. I've met half the brothers there who run the place, and they're all great guys. And they're keeping on their dad's and their granddad's legacy. And that means they care about the deals they make, and they care about the vehicles they sell you. And they care so much that they're going to stand behind the vehicles with Ted Britt for life. It guarantees your car or your truck or even your Harley. You know, they get Harleys, too. You're going to be taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes with standard lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. And right now, the Ted Britt Memorial Day sales event is going on. Great prices on Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. The best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. Go schedule your next visit for service with them and check out their 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
University of Maryland University College expresses our deepest thanks to all U.S. Armed Forces servicemen and women who dedicate their lives to protect us, our families, and our freedom. You inspire us each and every day to do more. That's why we are constantly evolving programs to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers. We strive to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience and helps you succeed, like our dedicated military and veterans advisors, Veterans Resource Center, Vet Success Club, Veterans Lounge, and more. Thank you for your commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. UMUC is proud to join WMAL in saluting the members of our armed forces during Military Appreciation Month. This month, join us to show support and appreciation to the men, women, and families who have dedicated their lives to serve our country. Add your message of thanks at military.umuc.edu/thanks. That's military.umuc.edu/thanks.
Hey, it's time to check and see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here's John Lesher. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Stock futures are lower ahead of the opening bell this morning. European travel and leisure stocks are down after Egypt Air said a plane carrying more than 60 people crashed in the Mediterranean Sea on a flight from Paris to Cairo. The cause is unknown. After weeks of delays, House Republicans are moving forward with legislation to help Puerto Rico manage $70 billion in debt. Puerto Rico could default on a $2 billion debt payment due July 1st. And new federal filings released this week show that Donald Trump has invested in some of the companies that he criticizes on the campaign trail because they have outsourced jobs. The companies include Ford, Apple, and the parent company of the maker of Oreo cookies. I'm John Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You called 1-800-GOT-JUNK?
Yes, I did. Please come in, all of you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any close friends?
I'm happy to say that we do, sir.
Yes.
I have a close friend who told me the secret of his happiness the other day, and I'm inclined to believe him.
What did he tell you, sir?
He said his secret was to own fewer things, but better things.
He sounds like a very wise friend.
That's why I called you here. I've been listening to your radio ads.
Yep, he's been listening. All you have to do is point. Goodbye, junk. Hello, relief.
This feels as good as he said it would. Fewer things, but better things.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
When you're ready to be happy,
really happy,
all you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, and here we come in from the west on 66 through Manassas. Just the stop and go. Again, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, but nothing reported along the way. Great way to start off the morning there. For 95 through Stafford to Aquia, you hit the brake lights again. Dale City toward the Occoquan, 395 through Landmark in the stop and go. So it's been pretty uneventful there as well. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge and onto the freeway, the volume heavy again in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel heading toward outbound New York Avenue, but lanes are open. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring. 270 southbound through Urbana and Hyattstown, slow. Northbound has been reopened at 121 Clarksburg, scene of the earlier crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, here it is. Slight chance of rain showers today, 68. Not a complete washout. Tonight, 53 degrees. Tomorrow, not a bad day. Clear to partly cloudy, 74. But then rain tomorrow night into Saturday, and thunder showers possible on Sunday. Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees on WMAL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorites.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $100,000 Road Trip Giveaway. Sundays in May, you could win free slot play, trips to Tropicana Las Vegas Resort, or the grand prize, a Toyota Tacoma on May 29th. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Wilson Ramos.
Hit for Wilson Ramos.
At his best against the Mets.
Ramos gets a job done.
Catch everything. Nationals Mets. The series concludes tonight at 6:30 on Masson. Daniel Murphy.
And Daniel Murphy has another multi-hit game.
Hitting over 400 against the Fish.
Over his head.
Complete game. Nationals Marlins. The series starts tomorrow night at 6:30 on Masson.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
If you thought vending machines were bad for you, you haven't heard anything yet. The U.S. intelligence community noticed something of concern recently. During a routine sweep of an intelligence facility, officials picked up a signal that was being sent out. Immediately, raised a red flag. Had the Russians gotten a spy inside and planted a bug? Had the Chinese infiltrated the building somehow and set up a homing device? Nope. Turns out, it wasn't all that interesting. It was a vending machine. The machine was set to notify the owner when it ran out of, say, a Snickers bar. That vending machine is connected to the internet in what's called the Internet of Things. Your thermostat, your refrigerator, your car, they can all be connected online these days. 6.4 billion things connected, and 5 million more coming online each day presents a huge security challenge. I knew Snickers were bad for me before, but it turns out they might just also be a national security risk. Hey, please don't tell my wife. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Coming up on WMAL.
Will the feds raise the rates again? Does it matter? We'll ask Stuart Varney from Fox Business.
Hans von Spakovsky will be here to talk about this amazing surge in voter registration in the Commonwealth of Virginia. What's behind all that? We'll talk to Hans coming up after the news.